Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Alali, Dr. Rhoda Alali, the scholar in residence at Columbia University Teachers College in New York City. Tonight, we have a special program for you because we are in the heart of organic farming country in the Midwest. And it's been a tremendous experience to learn how cattle are grass-fed, and how the farmer's testimony was so tremendous. We're going to get him on next week. I'm just reflecting over my experience today of being on an organic farm that raises longhorn cattle for consumption, and how they're grass-fed. We're going to be talking about new trends in mitigating barns for horses and how our horses are electrosensitive. And it's just been tremendous. This day I have toured a farm and had dinner with an organic farmer, and he told and got some storyline. You know, I love to tell stories. I do want to give a shout out to our engineer. Thank you, Pastor Hill, for your faithfulness in making this show tonight. To my Canadian family, Mario, are you in studio tonight? Mario, we're looking for our Canadian family. I want to give a shout out to them. And I apologize if there's some background noise, but I'm out broadcasting live from the farm and it's near a highway. So you might hear an occasional truck or two that's passing on the highway behind me. The organic farming is pretty interesting. The farmer said that in this area, he had a soil study done, and he knew that the soil was pretty depleted. The minerals were pretty depleted. And so when he decided to buy the farm, one of the first things he did was he wanted to do his own independent study of the cattle and their response to the grass being in the earth being so demineralized. So what he did, he went and got some rock salt, and he wanted to see how the cows would respond. So he treated the soil on half of the pasture with mineralized salt, let it set for a given period of time before he bought the farm, before he brought cattle for the farm. And he said he let it sit long enough to really seep into the earth and for the earth to absorb it. Then he brought cattle, and when he brought the cattle to the farm, he brought them in on the untreated soil, on the demineralized earth, because he wanted to just observe the cattle to see, would they just eat grass anywhere, or would they seek out the grass that had more nutrition for them? And the farmer said, to his amazement, these cows walked way across the pasture to come to the earth where the minerals had been deposited in the earth, and the earth had been treated. And they absolutely refused to eat the grass of the earth that had been demineralized. And, of course, my mouth fell open because, you know, what does a cattle know? It doesn't know anything about measuring for minerals in the earth. It doesn't know anything about demineralization. It doesn't know anything about radiation. It doesn't know anything. But the cow, in its God-given sense, had the audacity and the nerve to discern the earth it was eating. It had a sense. It could sense that the earth that was almost a city block away, maybe two city blocks away, in the other pasture, had more nutritional benefit for it than the earth in the gateway where they came in, where they were released into their new homeland, so to speak, out here on this beautiful farm. And so that further validates my hypothesis that so many people are being demineralized and getting what they're calling now electric smog Lyme disease. where you can't keep the iodine in your body, you can't keep the magnesium in the body, it's running out of the body, you're losing your core energy, you quickly fatigue because you don't have enough minerals in your body. And we had a huge testimony come in right along that information line. One of the associate pastors of one of the local churches got really sick, went to the hospital. They did a gastric scope on him and found out he had abnormal cells in his stomach. The first doctor said he had cancer. They went for a second opinion. They said, no, he did not have cancer. And he had an abnormal growth that could be burnt off with a treatment process. And so the first doctor was insistent that he had cancer, and she wanted to do a repeat scope, but she did not have a consent to take any biopsy. So she does the scope, and she's going to take a biopsy anyway, cause a spasm, and cause the stomach to retract up into the esophagus. When people are having this type of metabolic dysfunction and stomach pain, stomach cramp, the presentation of abnormal tissues, often it can be associated with the lack of minerals, the lack of vitamins, the lack of enzymes necessary for gastric functioning. It can really impair the intrinsic and extrinsic functioning of the stomach. And the answer really is not in a pill or medication. The answer is really in minerals. And so we had a number of my colleagues got together. We were together over the weekend because one of my colleagues was diagnosed with lung cancer. And when we began to do our search, we ran across someone who told us about a mineral concoction. Believe it or not, it has baking soda in it. So for those of you that are just tuning in, you're tuning in to Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally's Tuesday Night Health Talk Radio that's sponsored by the Healthy Smart Home Project in Residence at Columbia University in New York and at the Center for Environmental Health Worldwide in Washington, D.C. We're talking about organic farming tonight, and we're talking about mineral processing for the body. As I said, we met with our friends over the weekend. We were doing some research, and we stumbled upon information that came out of the late 1800s. I had no idea that cancer was once thought of like the common cold. You got cancer? The doctor made a concoction of 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon pink Himalaya salt, and 9 ounces of water with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in it. You mixed it up, you let it dissolve, and you took that drink like twice a day for 7 days, and your stomach cancer was gone, your body was rebalanced, and it was a matter of a few days and you were healed. Well, here's this pastor, the associate pastor of a well-known church on I-75, and he's got this stomach problem going on. He's been in all these hospitals up and down the I-75 corridor from University of Cincinnati to the VA hospital in Dayton, and they can't seem to come up with a treatment modality, and we share this recipe with him. He called it the drink from hell. He called it the drink from hell, and he managed to get it all the way down. He was so weak, and he was so... There is a dog that is 4 feet tall looking in my face out on this farm. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I got to take time to giggle. His name is Duke. I wish he could talk so he could say hello to everybody. He's the center of attention here, and everybody's having a lot of fun with him. But anyway, so I get a text this morning that this associate pastor had taken this drink that he called the drink from hell, and he was so weak, but he was pressing his way to work as he's been off almost a month. In the middle of the day, this drink kicks in, and all of a sudden, he gets this robust surge of energy, and he's sending out a text, "I'm having an incredible day. I can't believe that the drink from hell has restored my energy and restoring my life." Well, we found out that your body was out of minerals and vitamins and enzymes. And that's why everything kicked in for you, because you were able to replenish. And that's what this organic farmer, he prides himself in getting the best minerals, the best vitamins, having the best refurbishing of the earth. Because the cows are eating at the top of the food chain and not the bottom, so that the meat that there is provided is of an excellent caliber. And he talked about the quality of health everybody on the farm has and the animals have and how they eat organic and fresh. And I'm telling you, this parallels with everything we've been talking about. Having a healthy environment produces healthy food if you're growing foods in that environment. Produces a healthier lifestyle, and it makes life worth living. We have got to change, ladies and gentlemen. I'm convinced that all the morbid obesity, all of the big stomachs on our children, is coming from the fact that we're drinking cold water and cold beverages when we're eating, when we should be drinking something room temperature or warm. And the fact that we're losing our vitamin B12, we're losing our magnesium, we are losing our trace minerals so fast that is causing an imbalance in the intrinsic and extrinsic digestive processes of the stomach. I am convinced that we need to return to the era where we use baking soda to keep our digestive systems balanced. We interviewed someone last week that had lung cancer. She said she took 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with mother and a teaspoon of baking soda and stirred it up and drank it twice a day and cured herself of lung cancer. Now, what we're saying is you need to be consulting your doctor, and alterations in your diet, you need to be discussing with him as a game plan. But you need to do your own research. And this information is so valuable and so poignant that research it yourself. Research grass-fed cattle and the quality of food coming from organic farms. Research bacon soda. YouTube has such excellent films on bacon soda and apple cider vinegar. And with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C for lung disorder, you can use 500 milligrams of vitamin C with baking soda and apple cider vinegar. For sleep aid, you can use 2 tablespoons of raw honey and a teaspoon of baking soda in 9 ounces of water for prostate health. I am so amazed at what you can do with baking soda and these earth minerals that we need to start a revival just talking about them. And so I have my host family and my colleagues that brought me down here on the farm at dark. We are so full of this dinner that we've had and this wonderful day that we've had being out on the farm with the farm animals and the cows. And I didn't know I was going to be out here this late. But since I'm here, I wanted to introduce you to the concept that we're coming back next week with some more information on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to have to start a revival around this whole concept, making your house smart and healthy, reducing your exposure to indoor toxins, and now looking at the food we eat to preserve our life force and our energy. I'm Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. I'm out on the farm tonight with the highway behind me looking for a better life and better health for you and yours. I'm going to cut it short tonight so that because we have driven for so far, we got a long drive ahead of us, and I'm riding with someone. But I wanted to salute Pastor Hill and thank you for your faithfulness for the show tonight. To my Canadian family, I think I have a sister farm for you. So I'm excited about the days ahead. And Mario, anyone listening from Canada, tell Mario I need a conversation with him this week. We'll talk. It's happening, ladies. We're moving this forth across America. I thank everyone for listening in tonight. Good night. Have a great night. We're cutting it short tonight so I can get back to the homestead. Thank you again, Pastor Hill. I love everybody. Have a blessed night. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.